Chapter 47 of Another Way of Praying by Way of Meditation. You may also resort to another plan of praying and meditating. After you have attentively considered the afflictions of the Lord and dwelt upon His cheerful acceptance of them, you may pass on from the greatness of His travail and of His patience to two other considerations, the one of His merit, the other of the satisfaction and glory which the Eternal Father derived from the perfect obedience of His Son in His Passion. And bringing both of these things before His Divine Majesty, ask through their virtue the grace which you desire. And this you may do not only in each mystery of our Lord's Passion, but in each separate act, whether interior or exterior, in each mystery. Chapter 48 of a Way of Praying by Means of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Besides the modes of meditating already referred to, there is another way of meditating which has reference to the Blessed Virgin Mary. First, turn your thoughts to the Eternal Father. Next, address yourself to the sweet and beloved Jesus. And lastly, contemplate His ever-blessed Mother. Whilst turning to God the Father, consider two things. First, His delight in beholding from all eternity Mary before He had drawn her out of nothingness. Secondly, the graces and virtues she displayed after God sent her into the world. Enter into the first point thus. Begin by raising your thoughts above all created things. Go back into the eternity which preceded all creation, enter into the mind of God, and see what delight He took in the thought of the Virgin Mary. Ask Him, by that delight, for the grace and strength you need for conquering your enemies, and particularly that one against which you are now struggling. Then consider the great and singular virtues and actions of the Most Holy Mother. Bring all and each before God, asking Him by the grace which He wrought in her that He would of His divine goodness grant you what you require. Then turn to God the Son and remind Him of the virginal womb in which He was born for 9 months, of the adoration which, after He was born, the Blessed Virgin paid Him, recognizing Him at once as God and man, as her Son and her Creator, of the compassionate gaze with which she contemplated Him in His poverty, of the arms which embraced Him, of the loving kisses with which she caressed Him, of the breasts which fed Him, of the pain and anguish she endured for His sake throughout His life and at His death. By these memories, you will bring to bear a sweet pressure upon the Divine Son, who is ever ready to hear your prayer. Lastly, contemplate the Most Holy Virgin herself, remembering how Divine Providence from all eternity has chosen her to be the mother of the Author of grace and pity, so that, beneath her Blessed Son, there is no one so full of tenderness, no one whose prayers are so powerful. Represent that which has been written of her, and which it is said experience has found by so many wonderful results, that no one ever faithfully asked that her prayers might be granted to them, and asked in vain. Recall the sufferings which her Son endured for your salvation. Ask that her prayers may obtain grace for you to profit by them, that His Passion may work in you the results He desired, to His glory and satisfaction.